Now, spoken word poetry, first made famous by the 1920s African-American Harlem Renaissance movement and further popularised by the beatniks in the 60s, is making a comeback across both Europe and the United States. But as times change, so do themes and styles. One place that's embracing the evolution of the spoken word is London's Roundhouse Arts venue, as part of the work by their poetry collective. They encourage young people between the ages of 16 and 25 to enter their poetry slam competition. After two nail-biting rounds, the slam reached its final this week, so we sent our reporter Jerry Sullivan to meet some of the young wordsmiths.
This is called Drunk Dialing. It's one of my classier poems. This is a Euston train via Hammersmith, but tonight I'd go anywhere as long as you're there because I'm drunk and you're a bit of all right. And I know that I deleted you from my phone, yeah? But tonight I'm drunk dialing you from the depths of my inbox.
Tonight's final is sold out. 12 young, lyrically dexterous spoken word poets get ready to go out on stage and tell their stories to an expectant crowd. Backstage, I'm with the three judges who have the unenviable task of trying to pick the winners out of a two-hour battle of words. They lay out what we're getting into.
My name's Stephanie. I've been doing spoken words since about 2008, but only started doing it seriously, I guess, in the past year.
So I don't really write political stuff, but this one, I'm always thinking about it. This poem's about kind of about colonialism, environmental degradation, endangered species, third world development, what else? Yeah, capitalism, but mostly it's about unicorns.
My name is John Berkovich. I've been writing stuff since I was very little. I've been performing as a spoken word artist since about 2001.
And he'd always felt like his life was destined for more than that normal existence. He'd always felt like he was supposed to do something great. Whatever that thing was, well, he hadn't done it yet. So that meant that these doctors, they must have made a mistake. And that's when he got angry.
Hi, my name's Ina Edwards. I've been indulging in spoken words since probably 98, but really decided to go self-employed in 2003.
It's like an instinctual itch, it's an electric tide. I'm loving this stitch, getting hot in my side as I...
I always describe spoken word as sort of a combination of poetry, rap, drama, stand-up comedy, mime and storytelling.
What sort of topics are covered?
There's a lot to do with people's ideas about political issues, a lot about growing up, our family, urban fairy tales, and yeah, a lot about of like personal narratives, also a personal history.
How do you think the whole scene has changed?
When I started, there was probably 30, 35 people who were working as poets, and that was their full time, or that was their main source of income. Now there's probably that many in the other room, and every week you see a new name. And there's so many of them coming through, and a lot of this is to do with initiatives like the Roundhouse Poetry Collective and other similar things where they've taken in people who are keen on it, and now there's a way to learn it. Whereas when me and Zena started, it was kind of more, you watch it and you figure it out for yourself.
We turned the volume up. I see no changes. I wake up every morning and I ask myself, is something living, something self. My English was getting better.
From September, the scheme will be headed up by the Polish spoken word artist Bogdan Piasecki.
I write in Polish and I write in English because my background is in translation studies and translation theory, and I sort of always feel most comfortable between languages and in that space that exists there.
But I still could only watch the NBA on German cable. Und Scottie Pippen wirft den Ball zu Michael Jordan und er beendet das Spiel mit einem Slam Dunk.
Where do you plan on taking so that Poetry Slam now?
I think Poetry Slam is a beautiful format and a great gimmick to get audiences to pay attention and to force poets to respect their audiences. Spoken word, though, is, I'm sure, going to lots of exciting places, and I think my role is to allow them the space to do whatever it is they want to do in the best possible way.
Joint Roundhouse Slam champions of 2013, Ronak and Antosh.
My name's Ronak Pitani.
As the free flood sewers narrowly flow by the newly opened five-star Marriott Hotel, Mumbai. New shopping malls built with the bones of our parents.
What sort of stories were motivating you?
Mainly about where I come from, which is India, and having been born in Kenya, lived here, and then moved to India, for 6 years and then came back here, a more observational kind of poetry about this is the world that we're in and the satire of it.
In my room, Steve spoke to me. He said, I've seen your spine. It's candlestick anorexic. You're a wicked wax figure. You're melting, transparent, just like me. Keep going. Soon you'll be so invisible and I won't even be able to believe in you.
Antoš Wojcik. I actually hated poetry for a lot of my life because I had a really bad energy with it. I always thought it was just for stuffy old men in, who had war experience, you know, which is great. You learn so much from it, but I can never relate to it. Mainly the poetry I write is trying to talk about myself and put it out in a way that other people can take away and maybe apply, not apply it to their own lives, but maybe see that they had moments that were like that.
Spoken word is now becoming more mainstream, so what do you think of that?
I think spoken word and performance poetry is actually the future for poetry, really, because it's the best way to strip down yourself and, you know, to talk about your problems. And if you can do that to people you don't know, it breaks down those walls. It's the future of all art forms, I think, really. People should go to spoken word.
Spoken word becoming more mainstream. That was Jerry Sullivan's report.